This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The White House says it's putting finishing touches on proposals to reform the police following George Floyd's killing while in police custody 2 weeks ago. But the White House warns reducing immunity for officers is a non-starter. The White House press secretary says administration plans to address protester concerns about police brutality were reaching, quote, final edits. She hoped could be made public in, quote, the coming days. George Floyd's brother told U.S. lawmakers Wednesday he doesn't want his brother's death to be in vain. Philanese Floyd testified in front of the House Judiciary Committee, asking members to make the necessary change so law enforcement can be the solution, not the problem. Floyd's death in police custody in the Midwestern city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, has ignited a surge of anti-racism activism in the United States, as well as discussion on potential police reform and accountability. Protests are expected to continue Wednesday from the West Coast city of Seattle to the southeastern city of Atlanta. The Floyd family is scheduled to lead a march on Washington August 28th, according to the Reverend Al Sharpton. The march will mark the 57th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s 1963 I Have a Dream speech. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson pledged to Parliament Wednesday to implement changes suggested from a report on the treatment of minorities in the criminal justice system. The 2017 report said Black, Asian, and minority ethnic individuals were more likely to go to prison for certain crimes and outlined guidelines to reverse any racial bias. Opposition Labour Party leader Keir Starmer asked the Prime Minister about the report during questioning, saying community leaders are urging Johnson to implement the results. Johnson said he supports the aims of the Black Lives Matter movement. He also said the government has already implemented some of the organization's key recommendations. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police arrested 53 people during protests Tuesday evening, where hundreds of activists took to the streets. Demonstrators at times blocked roads in the financial hub before police fired pepper spray to disperse the crowds. The protests were called to mark a year of sometimes violent pro-democracy rallies in the city. They also came amid heightened tensions due to a proposed national security bill backed by the central government in Beijing. U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he will launch rallies soon in four states, including the battleground of Florida, signaling a rapid restart to his election campaign after it was stalled by the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said he'll start in Oklahoma before heading to Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina. He hopes his base will turn out in big numbers on Election Day, November 3rd. Currently, he lags in the polls behind Democrat Joe Biden. Wednesday, the Federal Reserve kept the benchmark U.S. interest rate at zero, saying it will remain there until a recovery from the crisis triggered by the coronavirus pandemic is underway. At the conclusion of its two-day meeting, members of the Fed's policy-setting Federal Open Markets Committee, the FOMC, released their economic projections. They expect the economy to contract by 6.5% this year, with unemployment falling to 9.3% from the current 13.3%. The FOMC says, quote, the coronavirus outbreak is causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the United States and around the world, end quote. Globally, coronavirus cases continue to mount, with more than 7.2 million confirmed infections, nearly 2 million of them in the hardest-hit country, the United States. The U.S. has the most deaths as well, more than 112,000. There are upwards of 413,000 around the world. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. The European Commission will recommend EU member states begin to reopen their external frontiers to travelers from outside the bloc starting July 1st. That's according to the diplomatic chief. Germany announces it is extending its travel ban for countries outside the European Union until August 31st in a blow to top summer destinations like Turkey. France's economy minister says the country will lose 800,000 jobs in the coming months because of the economic crisis provoked by the pandemic. And Japan's powerful lower house of parliament approves an emergency budget worth nearly $300 billion, doubling the scale of measures to pep up the world's third biggest economy after the pandemic tipped it into recession. Officials in the U.S. city of Los Angeles in California said Wednesday movie and TV production can resume Friday, but movie theaters must remain closed because of the coronavirus epidemic. State officials said earlier this week movie theaters could reopen as early as Friday, pending approval from local officials. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.